He was very successful as a merchant. When they were building the Roosevelt Dam, he opened a branch store at Roosevelt, which would now be the bottom of Roosevelt Lake, and he served as the banker, really, because he would cash the checks for the employees at the dam, and there were many. He ran that store until the dam was completed and the water started to come in, which was 1912. Mm-hmm. No, pardon me. It was about 1908, I think. And okay. Sold them their Levi's and their boots and all their clothing. And every Saturday night, when he would close his store in Globe, he had a two-wheel cart and a horse, and he would drive from Globe to Roosevelt. And he always carried enough cash to be able to cash the checks for the workmen when they came in on Saturday night. It was a hazardous trip from Globe to Roosevelt because people knew he was carrying money, and he was often stopped, and people would inquire and they would hope to encourage him to give them a ride or have a drink or whatever means they found to rob him. But fortunately he was a little wiser than they were and managed to get through.